Your top temperature across the central west, frost and sunny, overnight low of minus 1 degree tonight. 16 your top for Saturday. Sunday, overnight low minus one degree, 16 your top.
Minus one, that's a bit rude.
It is a bit rude by the weather.
Yes.
Very cold.
Sheridan Road, it's 4 degrees. Very rude.
Happy R&B Friday, everybody.
Praise the Lord, the weekend is here.
I am so unbelievably tired. I really am tired. I'm absolutely wrecked.
Your eyes look a bit bloodshot.
Do they?
Yes. Did you stay up last night and watch the game?
Yeah, because I got a nap yesterday afternoon.
Good.
For about an hour and a half.
Okay.
And some bloke decided to lob a tree down out the front of my house.
Oh, isn't it? It's like they know that that's the day that you've decided to take a nap because you're so tired that that's the day that they want to lob a tree down.
But you know when you're having a nap and someone's woken you up, you know that if you make the decision to get up and tell them off, there's no way you're going to get back to sleep.
No, because you'll be enraged.
You'll be enraged. You won't be able to get back to sleep. So you decide, okay, I'm going to try and fight through and it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's it all worth? Anyway, then I watched the Socceroos last night. Oh, my gosh. What a game.
A draw.
Oh, it was the most tense football game I have watched in years.
Really?
And very dramatic. And a lot of controversy, which we'll touch on a bit later. I'll give my opinion on a bit later. But oh my gosh, it was 90 minutes of just...
Edge of your seat stuff. Wow. I really enjoyed waking up this morning and seeing your Instagram post from about 6 hours ago of a player who's with the last name Braithwaite and your caption being, that's the way it's going to be, little darling.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's invested. He's in it.
That player was from Denmark.
Oh, right.
It wasn't
was
even an Australian player. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's a Danish player coming on and I was like...
Braithwaite.
And there'd just been like a Han Super Dry add-on where all the people had just sung... That's the way it's going to be, little darling.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a sign Australia's going to win.
Brilliant.
And anyway, we didn't win.
Okay. Well, what a sign that was.
Oh, there's $50 gone in my sports bet account.
Oh, dear.
Oh, there we go. R&B Friday, let's kick it off. We'll talk more about the Roos, Love Island, also Gimme 5 for Kids, and actors and actresses.
Yes, it's all happening.
All in the show coming up. Damn, I ain't be gone psycho. La mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. Pulled the matching with the jewelry. Damn, I ain't be gone psycho. La mama bad like Michael. Yeah, morning everyone. Post Malone Psycho. Hit 93.5. PJ Show. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call anytime, any reason. Happy R&B Friday, by the way. Pippa, let's do it. Let's kick off the show with some prizes.
It's Pippa and Jimmy's Pub Anthems, all thanks to the Milestone Hotel Dubbo. Book your next event at the venue that's miles above the rest. We've got a pub anthem that's a Friday G-up for you today.
I love a good Friday G-up because yesterday we did the It's Raining Women or something. What was the song?
No, it was Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Man, I Feel Like a
by
Woman.
Shania Twain.
It's a bit of a struggle street across the Central West
it
to get
it. It was a little bit.
So we thought we'd go... A little bit easier.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. 13, 12, 16. Take a listen to this pub anthem.
Turn it up.
You know, I was talking about Han Superdry before.
Yeah.
How they've got an ad. The ad actually is about the greatest pub anthem of all time.
I know.
And I was like, what?
I know.
Stole our segment. Stole our
so
idea.
So rude.
So rude. All right. Take a listen to the pub anthem. 13, 12, 16. If you know what it is, you get a voucher to go to the Milestone Hotel.
Yes.
There's no need to feel down.
I said, young man.
You got way too much energy.
La, 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 young man. Young man. That's all I know, young man, until we get to the chorus.
You know what we'll do? We'll save the chorus for after Nelly.
Right.
Hot in here. 13, 12, 16. What is that song? It's not Young Man. Okay, FYI, not called Young Man.
Look at those phone lines.
Q97.5,
Give us a call right now. Fibber and Jimmy's Pub Anthems on Hit. Morning.
I was like, good gracious, bodacious, flirtatious, trying to show patience.
Yeah, we are doing R&B Friday. Good morning, Dub on the Central West. How you doing? Pippa and Jimmy on the air. And we're doing prizes as well, Pippa, with our pub anthem.
Yes, all thanks to the Milestone Hotel. We are playing you a pub anthem, a Friday G-up this one is. We've got Brandon on 13, 12, 16. Happy R&B Friday, Brandon.
Yeah, happy R&B Friday, you too.
Hey, Brandon, did you watch the soccer last night?
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed about it.
What was your take on the penalty that Australia got? Did you think it was a penalty or not?
Yeah, I did. I reckon it was fair play.
Fair play? Mm. So fair play for it being called a penalty?
No, it was only accidental.
Only accidental, yeah. Totally fair enough. Created a lot of debate online as well, the penalty that the soccer has got. Hey, Brandon, how are you feeling? Because the game only finished about 6 hours ago.
Did you get much sleep?
Yeah, I'm a bit, tired.
Take a listen to this pub anthem, Brandon, because we'll try and give you a bit of energy for your Friday morning.
And I'm sure you will.
YMCA.
Oh, well done.
So great.
Very good stuff. Hey, Brandon, we're sending you off with a voucher to the Milestone Hotel, okay?
Okay, cool, thanks.
No worries. Sit there for a moment for us. Hey, Pippa, by the way.
Yes.
Can I just ask, are you the sort of chick who'd be at like a nightclub where they're playing like Bieber and like all the hot hits and stuff?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, it'd be fun if we requested a YMCA to the DJ.
For sure I'm that person.
I'm
that person every day of my life.
The poor DJ has to pretend like they might play your song. Oh, have a look through my catalogue.
Yeah, no worries. You'll see how I go. Yeah.
No, they're going there. What's happening up next?
Well, Burger King has offered one customer a lifetime supply of Whopper burgers.
Oh my gosh.
After she's made a complaint.
You know what my partner calls Burger King?
What?
Oh, fake. Hungry Jack's. He calls Hungry Jack's fake Burger King.
Fake Burger King. Yeah. Does he really?
Yeah. He's like, oh, can we go to fake Burger King, please?
What?
And I'm like, yeah, okay, no worries.
All right.
Okay, cool. Can't wait to hear that coming up next.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Your home of R&B Friday, Silk Freak Me. Morning, 24 past 6, hit 93.5. Pippa and Jimmy Show, 13, 12, 16, anytime. Thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Pippa, hit us up with the top news headlines
somewhere
in the world.
Well, first we're hopping across the pond to Russia. They're currently hosting the Soccer World Cup.
Yes.
And when I first read this top news headline, what I thought the headline was saying was that Russian Burger King, which is their version of our Hungry Jack's, is offering or has offered a lifetime supply of Whoppers.
Which would be really handy because I love a Whopper.
Absolutely. Yeah. To a woman. I thought, oh, that's good. No. This is what I hope is an appalling attempt at a joke on Russia's Burger King's part. What they're actually offering is a lifetime supply of Whoppers to any woman who falls pregnant during the World Cup to a Russian football player or soccer player. It's absolutely atrocious. They thought it was a good idea to run a competition promising a lifetime supply of Whoppers and 3 million rubles, which is about 63,000 Australian dollars, to any Russian woman who gets herself knocked up by a World Cup footballer.
As a woman, Pippa, how do you feel about this?
I'm offended. I'm outraged. It's since been deleted off Facebook, thank goodness.
Still, though, If you did get knocked up though, you'd want to take up the offer, surely.
Absolutely,
yes,
you would. You'd want the cash and the burgers.
Yes,
definitely.
Done.
Second top news headline somewhere in the world. Have you heard about this new dating phenomenon, Gatsbying?
No, what is it?
Well, it's a term that's been bandied around for a couple of weeks now. I finally found out what Gatsbying is. Been coined by an Australian model, Matilda Dodds, and basically it means when you post a video, picture or selfie to a public social media profile purely for a love interest to see it.
I I get this.
Do you?
Yeah, because I've got friends who have done this before. They'll post at a time they know that their love interest will be looking.
They're out. They look great.
They look great. They look perfect.
Glass of wine in the hand. Yes.
Yeah, it's intentional. Mm. Unlike me, who just post random soccer statuses while the World Cup's on.
Yes.
These people time their posts
very
perfectly.
Strategically.
So I don't find anything wrong with Gatsby.
No, I don't think
I think it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever try and Gatsby Farmer Lewis?
I know I've Gatsbyed before now in the past, now that I know what it is. I'm like, oh, I've done that, definitely. Have I Gatsbyed Farmer Lewis? Oh, look, I'd have to scroll back through Instagram.
I wouldn't be surprised because Farmer Lewis wouldn't go on social media as much as you do.
No, he doesn't.
You would have to, if you want to Gatsby him, you'd have to work out when he's going to be on and post at the right time.
Exactly.
To get his attention.
Make sure I look amazing.
Yoo-hoo, Farmer Lewis.
Hello.
Yes.
Third top news headline, somewhere in the world. So there's this festival in Canada, right?
Yeah.
And thousands of people have lobbed up and there's food and drink stalls there. And one of the things that they're selling are bottles of unfiltered hot dog water.
I don't get it.
That you can buy to drink. So you know how hot dogs, if you order a hot dog, they get boiled.
Yeah.
And if you order one, they get the bun and then they pluck the sausage out of like the water that it's sitting in. They're selling bottles of the water.
Oh my gosh, who would buy that?
People would buy it. Yeah. They are buying it.
How much?
Paying $38 a bottle.
What? Is it meant to be like really good for you or something?
Well, apparently it's rich in sodium, it triggers anti-inflammatory processes, increases brain function, lose weight, increase vitality. It's apparently the new superfood, hot dog water.
You know what's wrong with festivals in Australia?
What?
You only get bloody mid-strength drinks, so you get like a 0.8 of a standard drink and you got to line up for half an hour just to buy the bloody thing, and then by the time you drink it, you need to line up again just to get it. You can't get on it at a music festival.
I'm concerned that at 6:28 a.m. you've managed to turn this into a segment about alcohol.
I just wanted to let you know that I don't like how you can't get on at Australian Music Festival.
I think you need some hot dog water in your life, is what I'm saying.
The top news headlines somewhere in the world.
Even more in Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Did you just say -2?
-1. I just added an extra minus.
I thought that.
But with a bit of wind chill, it'll get down to -2.
Oh, dear.
It's going to be a cold weekend. Very cold.
Victoria Park, it is 4 degrees.
Let's go!
93.5, Pippa and Jimmy. On the day we fell in love. Destination unknown. On air for McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Beers, boobs and balls. We're doing that in around 4 minutes' time. Pippa, one of, if not, the best soccer player in the world, maybe out of the World Cup.
Harry Kewell.
No, not Harry Kewell.
Okay. He's a soccer player, though,
I know you're pretending to act like you think Harry Kewell still plays.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm invested.
He retired at least a decade ago, thank you. Stop pretending. That's like me saying something like, oh, I think Billy Slater still plays State of Origin. We all know he died about 10 years ago.
Billy Slater
is he still around?
Very much alive and will be playing on Sunday in the second State of Origin series for Queensland.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I guess maybe you don't know about soccer.
Okay.
I admit, maybe you don't know about soccer.
Now, Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, go on.
Coming up after 8 o'clock. Here are your clues, gang.
Okay, I'll stop the music. Go on, Pippa.
Get ready. Today's letter is the letter M. M for Mike from Workdays. You're going to need to know a fruit. Mango, because it makes a man go. Get it? A street in Dubbo, Macquarie. An Australian city, Melbourne. A music artist, Michael Jackson. A colour, maroon.
Fantastic. Okay, they're your first five. You're halfway to $1,000 with Alpha Bucks.
Yes.
Beers, Boobs and Balls next. Then after Beers, Boobs and Balls, one of the highest paid actors in the world has admitted that he uses an earpiece to feed him lines while he's filming movies.
Well, that's worse than Joey from Friends.
That is worse than Joey acting. From Friends. And he says he's not apologising about it. He does it because it makes him a better actor and not because he can't remember lines.
Right.
And he's almost been banned from Australia, this bloke.
Ah.
Who is it? I'll tell you after Beers, Boobs and Balls. Right now, though, R&B Friday, let's get back to it. Khalid. Love Lies on Hit. Morning, everyone.
Sorry if it's hard to catch my vibe. It's been a night underneath the sunrise.
Khalid, Love Lies on Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock after 8:30 this morning. the R&B Friday wrap-up. Is it my turn, Pippa?
It is your turn.
Great.
I'm so excited for this. I've done it. I've just been keeping the home fires burning and just doing all the heavy lifting in this department.
Good.
And finally, it's about time you step up.
Because one of us each week wraps up the week in rap form. I'm pretty much just going to rap about soccer and Love Island.
That's fine.
That's all I've been thinking about all week.
Your two favourite things.
It's Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5.
Come on.
Sports, 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 sports. Beer. Tips. All.
State of Origin Game 2. It is this Sunday night, and Latrell Mitchell has revealed a secret chest injury that he sustained during his scary collision with Nathan Cleary that has been the real issue concerning him ahead of the game. So he looked very laboured as he struggled with his breathing during the Blues contact session yesterday. But he's assured that it's not an issue. He said it's all good. It's just a few knocks on it. I just wanted to get it out of the way and get my head around it. So I'm good to go, guys.
Righto. Okay, so New South Wales are favourites for this one, aren't they?
They are, yes. So we'll see how that goes. So hopefully that won't affect him in the game.
Big game on Sunday. New South Wales taking on the Maroons. You can catch it live here on Hit 93.5 on your radio. Now, over to Russia, Pippa.
Mm-hmm.
World Cup news for you.
Great.
Overnight, Socceroos got a 1-1 draw against Denmark. Controversy over the penalty decision, which was the second time in this tournament we've gotten a penalty from the video review system for a handball in the box.
Right.
Now, a little later on the show, we're going to go a bit more into depth as to what was it a penalty or not, but it keeps Australia with a chance of going through.
Excellent.
Here's the math for you. We've got to beat Peru comfortably on Wednesday night / Thursday morning midnight next week.
Right.
If we do that and France beat Denmark, we will go through.
Right.
But if we don't beat Peru comfortably and France don't beat Denmark comfortably, there's a chance that Denmark could go through.
What's a comfortable win in soccer?
Well, I'm thinking we've probably got to win by 2 goals.
Ooh.
If we win by 2 goals and France beat Denmark, we will go through.
Right.
So if we win by 1 goal, it's anyone's game as to who goes through. So,
oh, dear. So we're hanging in the balance.
We're hanging in the balance. We are not out of the World Cup yet, which is the most important thing.
Great.
We've got to beat Peru. We've got to win our first World Cup game in 8 years.
Okay.
On Wednesday night midnight / Thursday morning. Other news, France beat Peru 1-0. Croatia 3-0 winners over Argentina. That game is just wrapped up. Huge. This could mean that Lionel Messi may be out of the World Cup very shortly, but his team is hanging by a thread on just 1 point. So stay tuned, and we'll have a bigger World Cup update coming up later in the show.
So tense. Got a bit of cricket news for you.
Go on,
hit us. So the Cape Town cheating scandal that happened back in March that had massive consequences for Steve Smith, David Warner and Cameron Bancroft. So that's obviously proved to be a circuit breaker because the ICC is now wanting to punish ball tampering more consistently and sternly.
Okay.
And the Sri Lankan skipper has just been slapped with a 1-test ban by the ICC because he's been found guilty of ball tampering during the recent second test against the West Indies.
Wait a minute. He's been given a 1-test ban.
A 1-test ban, and they're now appealing it, which means he could be at risk of getting a longer ban.
But also could get no ban.
Yes, could get no ban.
Oh, what a joke. Look, this is why I think that Cricket Australia have made a mockery out of the entire Australia by banning these guys for a year. Look, at Sri Lanka, they don't care. They couldn't care less.
You're right. They actually don't. It's just nobody in Sri Lanka is outraged or upset about it compared to here where it was like the world was ending.
Here's the thing. In soccer as well, if you break the rules of the game, you get punished by the governing body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's on the field, you get punished by the governing body. FFA don't go, oh, well, you took a dive on the field, so we're going to give you a 15-month ban. No,
yeah.
I'm just over this whole thing.
Good rant, mate.
No worries
Good
at all.
Good rant.
Okay, up next, Pippa. Beers, boobs and balls, that's a wrap. Which Hollywood celebrity who potentially is banned from coming to Australia ever again gets his lines fed through to him through an earpiece?
Oh, my gosh.
Because pretty much you can't be bothered learning them.
What a fraud!
Yeah. Here we go!
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit
93.5. Yeah, for R&B Fridays, a little bit of old school Beyonce, Crazy in Love. Hey, morning everybody. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5, 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock. And coming up in the next 15 minutes, Pippa. I've got the fake news segment, plus also another blight on millennials.
Oh, dear.
Millennials have done something else which has been a blight on society. Which,
oh, no.
Tell you about that as well.
Another black mark against their name.
Another black mark against the millennials' names. Not good. Right now, black mark against a Hollywood celebrity who's revealed to the Rolling Stones magazine that he hires somebody to feed him lines through an earpiece while he's filming movies.
It's not one of my celebrity husbands, is it?
No. Who are your celebrity husbands?
Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, and look, then the other three, Chop and Change.
Chop and Change. That's fine. No, I also gave the hint that this person may be banned from Australia.
Ah, okay.
Also, give you another hint. This person has a bit of a beef with Barnaby Joyce.
Oh, it's not Johnny Depp,
is it? It's Johnny Depp. Well done.
Jonathan, really? I am disappointed. Yeah. He's such a successful actor who has just everybody loves him. He does such a wide array of roles, everything from Edward Scissorhands to Gilbert Grape to Jack Sparrow.
You know what disappoints me?
What?
Whenever I've been cast in a short movie, I've always memorised all my lines.
Has he always done this, or is it just sometimes on his recent projects?
Well, what he says, he's unapologetic. He says it's not about not knowing the lines. He says he already knows the lines.
Right.
But while he's acting, he doesn't want to be thinking about what the line coming up is. So he doesn't want that moment.
Okay.
So he doesn't want that. He wants to just be fully invested in the actress or the actor who's next to him.
Yes.
Fully invested in what they're saying, listening to what they're saying, not thinking about what he's going to say next.
So he wants to have, instead of that, someone yip-yapping in his ear about what his next line is.
So what will happen is the actor or actress opposite will give their line and then the person will speak the line into Johnny Depp's ear so that he can listen naturally and then say the line to the other person. They probably cut out that little bit in the middle when they cut between the shots.
Yes.
So he says he's able to act with his eyes better in this method.
I feel like acting teachers everywhere would just be tearing their hair out listening to this.
Yeah, but acting teachers everywhere tell you to act like a tree.
True, or a bumblebee.
Or a bumblebee.
Yes, this is true. Be a rock.
Be a rock.
Yeah, just embody the rock. Yep.
Body the rock.
Mm.
So I've got no issue with it, to
Don't
be
honest. Have issue?
Yeah, you know, near enough, it's good enough for me. Johnny Depp, bring your dogs to Australia and...
If Johnny Depp can act, then this proves that anybody can.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Mel, pregnancy hotline is open.
On Mile Street, it's about to hit 4 degrees. Hey, before we go to fake news, winter solstice was yesterday.
Oh, that's right, the winter solstice. We discovered about this time yesterday.
That it was your mum's birthday.
Yes, Joe's birthday.
Because your mum's birthday falls on winter solstice.
Yeah.
And you often forget your mum's birthday until somebody mentions that it's winter solstice. Yes. Yeah. Did you text your mum for your birthday?
I wrote on her Facebook wall.
Yeah.
I wrote, happy birthday, Joe.
Yeah.
You know what she said to me a few weeks ago?
What?
You can call me mum, you know. I said, oh, can I?
Can I? Oh, it's good to know.
I call you mum.
Okay.
I call you Joe. Forgot to call her, though.
Forgot to call and text her.
No, I Facebooked.
No, but you didn't send her a text or give her a phone call.
Mum didn't do texts.
That's devastating.
She's not a texting mum, you know what I mean?
But how can she be a Facebook mum but not a texting mum?
No, she likes Facebook. She posts all the family stuff and tags me in it.
She probably has she liked your Facebook message?
Let's have a look.
Because I feel like she probably hasn't even checked her Facebook.
She
thinks that you've forgotten her birthday.
No, she would have, because she would have loved all the love.
Did she?
Let me have a look.
Joe Love, loving all the love.
Joe Love, loving all the love. No.
She hasn't liked it. So my theory is she reckons you've completely forgotten.
Yeah, well, she forgets my birthday every year.
She does not.
She does, 100%.
Call your mum.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
You are fake news.
Yes, the current score 7-7. You ready to get down into it, Pippa?
Okay.
Okay, story number one today. You know the artist Akon?
Yes, smack that.
Yeah, smack that all on the floor. Smack that. I want some more.
Yep, yep.
He's creating his own city in Africa for people to live in, and they're going to be using a cryptocurrency to trade with each other, which is named after him, called Akon. Called Akon cryptocurrency.
Like Bitcoin, except Akon.
Akon. Second story. A man in Europe has had to change his phone number after, in the newspaper, a sex chat line accidentally put his mobile number.
Okay.
So he started getting heaps of calls.
Right.
And he was like, well, if I'm not going to earn $2.95 a minute, I'm not into this. So he's had to change his phone number.
Okay.
Pippa, your 30-second timer begins now.
Oh, look, I'm just going to take a wild stab today. I reckon the Akon story, you've tried to foil me with some R&B Friday news. I reckon that's absolutely bogus, but I would believe the story about the bloke having the same phone number as a sex line and him going, this is getting awkward, I might change my mobile number because nothing good's going to come out of this.
So which story is fake news?
The Akon story, creating his own city in Africa.
Should we don't even need to wait for the timer to finish. Okay, ready, Pippa?
Yep.
I need to do it to let the buzzer go. The Akon story's real.
He's not. He's not creating his own city in Africa.
100% Grammy-nominated artist Akon is planning to build a futuristic city in Senegal and base its entire economy around a new cryptocurrency named after himself.
Oh, my word. These people have got too much time on their hands. That is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Finally, I'm back on the board. 8-7.
Do we even still play Akon on this station? Has he got any songs?
I don't know, actually.
No, he's too busy creating his fake city.
This song, number 2 in Australia at the moment. You only think that you are better now, better now. You only say that because I'm not around, not around. But it gave you everything. You know I said it. Yeah, currently number 2 across Australia, only being beaten out by our own 5 Seconds of Summer. This is Post Malone's Better Now on R&B Fridays. Good morning, everybody. 7 past 7. We are currently sitting on a very chilly, very cold 4 degrees across Dubbo and the Central West. It's Pippa and Jimmy. Hit, and you can call us anytime, 13, 12, 16.
So a new study has revealed that a majority of millennials are still getting by with a little help from their parentals.
Are they really?
Yes.
Now, I've got a short-term memory loss, so okay. I do apologise for asking this question again. Are you and I millennials at 26 and 29?
No, we are Gen Ys.
We're Gen Ys.
So millennials are sort of kids that were born in the 2000s.
So,
or like 90s and sort of 2000s.
90s and 2000s. Yes. So how old would the youngest millennial be?
Oh, you know what I'm like with math. I'm hopeless. I don't know, like teenagers these days.
But if you're
and
like
young adults,
say you're 23, are you a millennial?
Yes, you're millennial.
So do we cut it off at about 23 or 24?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. 23, great. 24 years. Yep. Yeah. So they're still getting by with help from their parents.
So more than half of them, 53% in fact, still receive financial assistance from their parents, like paying for phones, rent, gas bills, groceries, and health insurance as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, health insurance is one of those ones which I reckon a lot of parents prop up for the kids because I think they know that if we don't pay for the private health insurance, they're not going to get it themselves.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to have it.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? So they're popping up their bills left, front and centre.
They are. And about a third of them say they get cash assistance on a monthly basis, whereas 59% say they receive it at least a couple of times a year.
Really?
Whether or not they're living with their parents or not.
There you go.
So,
you know what trick I used to use when I was like 18, 19?
What?
Mum would be like, oh, would you mind doing me a favour and popping down the shops and getting this? I go, oh, yeah, no worries. I've got no fuel in the car. Well, would I be able to use your card to fill up? Yeah, no worries. And then my favour to get her a bottle of milk would end up with a $75 tank of fuel in my car.
Brilliant. I always try and strategically plan the trips that I take shopping with my mum because I'm like, oh, mum, I really love that winter coat and I don't actually have a black one and would just go with so much stuff in my wardrobe.
Is this the current you or previous?
This is current me. This is 29-year-old Pippa Moore.
Pippa, I was talking about 8-year-old me.
Oh, no.
8 years ago.
I'm talking about 2018.
Do your mum still buy you stuff?
She still buys me clothes because she still buys my sister Georgie clothes. And so if she buys Georgie clothes, she feels guilty and so she has to buy me clothes.
You're an adult.
Yeah, I am very much an adult. I'm 1 year off 30.
Look, the only thing my parents have bought me in the past, like, decade is, like, a cheeseburger at the pub. They wouldn't even buy me a beer. I had to buy my own beer, but I got the cheeseburger.
Oh, well, at least they're feeding you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, 13, 12, 16. Should we open up the phone
lines? Yeah, let's do this.
What do your parents still buy for you?
Yes.
What do they buy for me? A cheeseburger at the pub.
My mum will buy me some clothes every now and then.
Every now and then, whatever.
Just if I find something really fabulous online that I love. My mum, can you just go to Mossman and pick this up for me in a size 8? That'd be great.
What do your parents still buy from you? I reckon there'll be some interesting things out
there. Yeah. Do your parents still pay your rent? Are they paying your phone bill, health insurance?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Something unusual they might buy for you?
Yes, perhaps.
If you can't afford a 30-pack of cans of Coke, do Mum, would you pop down the Coles and get me a 30-pack of cake?
I was going to say, if you're underage and you're going to ring and say that your parents are buying you beer, please don't, because we don't want those kinds of calls.
13, 12, 16, we want to know, what do your parents still buy from you? Give us a call now.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Let's go!
Hit 93.5's Pippa and Jimmy.
Destination unknown.
Oh, yeah.
The
McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. A World Cup update not too far away in the next 20 minutes. And Alpha Bucks, $1,000. We do it all thanks to the new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time. Right now, we are asking on 13, 12, 16, what do your parents still buy from you? Because a new study has confirmed that a majority of millennials get by with help from their parents still, with 41% of parents paying for their cell phones, 53% of millennials receive financial assistance on a yearly basis.
On 13, 12, 16, Scotty, what do your parents still pay for?
Well, not still paying for, but during my 20s, for my birthday every year, my parents used to always buy me ambulance cover.
Oh, ambulance cover.
God love them, Scotty.
I thought it was a good idea, but I thought, geez, they might have thought I was a bit rough and wild.
Maybe they did.
Yeah, my mum's ever bought me ambulance cover. Did you ever have to take advantage of your ambulance cover?
Luckily, no.
So now, Scotty, are you at the point in your life where you can independently pay for your own ambulance cover every year?
Yeah, I'm also a bit calmer now, so I don't have to worry too much.
You don't have to worry, yeah.
I like to be safe still.
They've set you up for success.
And now at your age, what's your birthday present now? Is it just a card with a $5 scratchy?
What do they give you now?
Happy birthday, how you going?
Yeah.
How you going?
I raised you, you should be thankful to me. My mum gives me the your presents in the mail.
Oh, yeah. Ordered it online, it's on its way.
Hey, thank you so much for calling, Scotty. 13, 12, 16. What do your parents still pay for? We want to hear it. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Happy R&B Friday, everybody. That means it is the weekend on the way. Morning, Pippa, Jimmy, hit 93.5. We're 20 past 7, $1,000 with Alpha Bucks coming up at 8 a.m. this morning, sharp. And then at 8:30, we've got the R&B wrap-up. I'm going to be rapping about everything Love Island, Pippa, and everything World Cup.
Brilliant. Your two favourite things in the world.
Absolutely. But right now, let's talk about a big event happening today.
Yes. It is the Give Me Five for Kids car wash. It is happening today because all throughout the month of June, we are raising vital funds for the children's ward at the Dubbo Base Hospital. And Dubbo in the Central West, this is something that we can all get behind, because if your car's looking filthy, today's the perfect day to get it washed.
Absolutely. For $15 over at Ollie Robbins Oval behind Coles, the Dubbo Newtown Soccer Club, Imperial Clean and Hit 93.5 are there washing your cars, raising money for Give Me Five for Kids. And here's the cool part, Pippa. When you pay $15 for your car wash, $15 goes to the sick kids of the Central West.
Yeah, if you just put it in a coin-operated car wash, where does it go? Just into the box where all the coins go.
This one goes directly to the hospital. So we're going to be there from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Today, we are getting soapy for a great cause. So if you are thinking, oh, this weekend I really need to wash the car because it's looking disgusting, never fear. We're here to help. We've got the solution for you. From 11 till 3 today, get your vehicle down to Ollie Robbins Oval and we'll give it a clean.
It is all for Give Me Five for Kids. Head to giveme5forkids.com.au for more info as we get back into R&B Friday. Mary J. Bly, this is Family Affair. Morning, everyone.
Let's get it.
Degrees.
Wow. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Let's get stuck into it, Pippa, because we've got a huge morning. The Give Me Five for Kids charity auction coming up after 8 a.m. We've got a great item to auction off this morning. It's a pizza oven. Find out how you could win it after 8 o'clock this morning.
Huge news in trending now. Sam Smith has been accused of fat-shaming a woman after he posted a photo to his Instagram story where he zoomed in on a woman's breakfast in a cafe. And the woman was eating with her friends and she's come out saying, oh, I think he's fat-shaming me for having such a big breakfast. I'm offended.
Oh, so wait. She thinks he's fat-shaming.
Because he zoomed in on the woman's breakfast and then he pulled a face and then the caption that Sam posted said, good going.
Here's the thing, though. Sam Smith used to be a bit of a fatty himself.
Did he?
Seems he hooked up with Flynn from 13 Reasons Why.
He's become, Brandon Flynn,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Brandon Flynn. He's become a skinny boy now.
Right.
So can you really, if you're a previous fatty, can you really be fat-shaming? Like, who cares?
Well, here's the thing. He's got 9.5 million followers and basically he's come out and said, I actually posted it because I was jealous of her fabulous breakfast.
Yeah,
so everybody calm down.
That is exactly what I first thought. When I see someone, you know, when you get cafe envy, you realise you've ordered the wrong thing.
You do. Absolutely.
The big breakfast starts coming out left, right and centre and you realise you've ordered the poached eggs and you go, I wanted the big breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And you get cafe envy.
That's probably what he was doing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, not fat shaming,
not
according
fat shaming.
To Sam Smith.
And according to me.
Yeah.
I stick up for Smithy.
Do you?
Don't
you
call
love
him Smithy. That's
Smithy.
A bit of a weird name. No, it doesn't really suit him, does it?
Okay, a bit of other trending now news. Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live and Ariana Grande are officially engaged, betrothed. Take a listen to him on Jimmy Fallon opening up about the impending nuptials.
Now you know that you didn't have to get engaged to Ariana Grande to come on our show.
But I did, though.
Thanks. You know we love her so much. And
yeah,
I love you,
I feel
too.
Like I won a contest.
No, that's a lovely thing to say about your wife-to-be.
They are very smitten with one another. So he's posting photos of her on his Instagram, just swooning over her. I've seen a photo on her Instagram. She's got this giant rock on her finger. They have literally been going out for all of 5 minutes.
When are you and Farmer Lewis going to get married?
Probably in about 20 years.
How will you announce that? Will you do a big Instagram post? You would. You know, you'd do the ring finger post.
Where would
you,
I?
Yeah.
No, that's so traditional.
No. Where what you'll do is you'll try and put the hand in a natural position, but pretend like you're not intentionally showing off your diamond ring. You would. And then you'll be like, oh, by the by, guys, I'm getting married. And we'll be like, we know because we see the ring, which you purposely put in the photo.
Well, we're talking natural hand positions in the World Cup update soon, aren't we? So I might take a few tips from his natural hand position and see how I go.
Okay, check out those stories more. Hit.com.au. Pippa's right. If you watched the Socceroos game last night, a lot of people think it shouldn't have been a penalty awarded to the Socceroos. In fact, the world thinks it's the biggest controversy in VAR history.
In history?
It is huge. But Pippa, I'm going to read you the rule,
okay,
the handball rule up next, and show you photos and videos of the incident and prove to everybody that it was a penalty, a clear-cut penalty, and the referee made the exact correct decision.
Wow, okay.
So we'll do that after Guy Sebastian Battle Scars. It's here, Pippa and Jimmy. Morning, everybody.
The wound heals, but it never does. That's because you at war with love. You at war with love.
Yeah, we do it all thanks to the new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only. Morning, everyone. This is the Pippa and Jimmy Show. Alpha Bucks, $1,000 coming up after 8 o'clock. After 8:30, the R&B Friday wrap-up.
And the Socceroos took on Denmark last night in the Soccer World Cup, which can only mean one thing. Jimmy, there wouldn't be World Cup without drama.
There would not be World Cup without drama. And last night, there was no exception. The Socceroos took on Denmark. It kicked off 10 p.m. last night, so it was a late night for me. I'm still running on adrenaline.
And it was a draw.
It was a one-all draw.
Which is not a bad result.
Well, it wasn't what we were hoping for, but here's the deal. If we can beat Peru by two or more goals on Wednesday night midnight / Thursday morning next week and France beat Denmark, we go through to the round of 16.
Okay.
So we are still in the World Cup. That is the most important thing.
Now talk to me about all this controversy and drama during the game.
Yeah, they're calling it the biggest controversy to hit the VAR in history. Now you've got to remember the video assistant referee is being used in the World Cup for the very first time ever.
Right.
And it's only allowed to make decisions on mistaken identity, clear-cut penalties that were missed,
yep,
or red cards that were missed as well.
Okay.
So what's happened is the ball's gone flying into the box off a corner kick from Aaron Moy. One of our players has headed the ball,
yes,
from point-blank range, and it's hit the arm of a Denmark defender.
Okay.
At point-blank range. The defender had no chance to move his arm.
Right.
Absolutely no chance. Like,
okay,
you can't be superhuman and move your hand on,
okay,
this one.
Okay, because it was that close.
It was that close. Mm-hmm. And people have been crying out saying, well, that's not the handball rule. The handball rule says you've got to intentionally handball it. So how can that be a handball if you didn't intentionally handball it?
Okay.
Because the handball's all about intent.
Yes.
But I think what people are failing to see here is that the handball rule has recently been updated.
Has it?
Which we are going to test right now. I'm going, okay, to read out what a handball is.
Okay.
Now, it's what I mostly just said to you there. Plus, also, it says, however, if a player's arm is in an unnatural position, for example, outstretched or above the head,
yes,
then a foul should be awarded, whether accidental or not.
That, okay, that makes sense.
So I'm going to show you the evidence now.
You've got photographic evidence. This is like you are presenting a crime scene to me.
Okay, here's the first image, Pippa, and I want you to tell me if this hand is in a natural position or if his hand is in a...
Now, what player am I looking at? Am I looking at number 20, number 7, number 5?
Number 20, who's...
Number 20.
Who the ball is hitting his hand. You see the ball, yes, there hitting his hand? Is that hand in a natural position?
Well, maybe not for a... Well, look at, I mean, look at number 5. His hands are up as well.
Doesn't mean it's number natural, seven, though. Do you naturally just throw your hands up in the air?
Maybe not in a soccer game, no.
No, so you think that might not be a natural position? What, okay, about evidence number 2 here? Do you think this might be a natural position, Pippa Moore?
Oh, that's just really outstretched wide. Mm.
So Pippa Moore, as a non-biased commentator who's, mm, just found out that a foul should be awarded if the arm is outstretched or above the head.
Yes.
Do you believe his arm is in a natural position or in an unnatural position, outstretched or above the head?
I'd maybe say unnatural.
So you're going with clear-cut penalty there from the evidence I presented to you?
Well, I guess so, but I mean, I don't really know. What do you think?
I think it's an absolute clear penalty.
Yep.
I think they've absolutely got it right. I think the, yep, world is confused about the handball, mm, ball rule. The world thinks that the handball rule hasn't been updated, which it has been since the last World Cup. So at the last World Cup, that wouldn't have been a handball.
Right.
Because it was unintentional.
Okay.
At this World Cup, because the rule's been updated, it is a handball, and the Socceroos clearly awarded a penalty, and that settles that debate.
Okay. Well, there you go. I've seen all the evidence I need.
You can check out the video as well. We're live,
yes,
on Facebook.
Yes, we are
right now,
live at the moment on Facebook. Have a look at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page and tell us what you think. Do you think the penalty should have been awarded?
Yes. Continue the conversation. The World Cup continues over the weekend as well, Pippa. It is going to be huge, but Socceroos take on Peru midnight Wednesday night / Thursday morning for a spot in the round of 16.
Don't miss it.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, we do it thanks to the Grand Big Mac. Available live to 10:30 a.m. for a limited time. Maccas, Dubbo and Wellington. Morning, everyone. Pippa, Jimmy, Hit 93.5. We're 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock and I'm currently writing my R&B Friday wrap up.
Oh, brilliant, because it's your turn to do it after 8:30. I'm so excited.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to be rapping about the Soccer World Cup and Love Island pretty much.
That's just what you're streamlining the subjects to.
But before we do Alpha Bucks, let's do the yes-no segment.
Yes! Yes!
No!
Bring your dog to work day.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I wish every single day of the calendar year was bring your dog to work day.
Where's your dog?
I don't have a dog.
You don't have a dog.
No.
Here's the thing. Today, if you don't know, is bring your dog to work day.
Oh, I hope someone brings their dog to the office.
Who makes up these dumb days?
I think it's a great day.
I think if you've got a nice, cute dog, yes, bring it. But if you've got an ugly dog, keep it at home.
No, dogs are great in the workplace. They lift everyone's morale. They make everyone feel good. Productivity plummets because everyone just pats animals all day. But it's fantastic.
But who has to clean up the dog poop if it poops in the office?
No, you go outside. You take them outside for wee breaks.
It might be a bit cruel, though, if you work in an office to keep it indoors the whole day.
Yeah, they might need a bit of a run around in the park at lunchtime.
So you say yes.
I say Heck yes.
To bring your dog to work day, which is say shout out to anyone taking their dog to work. In fact, give us a call if you're taking your dog to work, 13 12 16.
Yes. No.
Red pens if you're not a school teacher marking someone's exam.
What? Here's a great question. Why do we even have red pens?
Yeah.
Like, every time I use a red pen, I'm just have mental flashbacks to failing maths tests in high school.
Like, what is the point of a red pen?
I don't understand it.
What about green pens as well?
Oh, green
They're even
pens.
More.
They're
under,
worse.
You know, like, just let's just go blue and black.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're getting a Faber-Castell and you're trying to do a fancy drawing.
That's right.
You don't need a green or red pen.
Or a red pen. I say no to red pens.
No to red pens. Agreed.
Yes. No.
Going through the drive-through. Only to park out the front of the fast food restaurant and eat your food there.
I do this every single time.
Oh my gosh, so do I.
Without fail.
I don't, for some reason, any fast food store, I prefer not to go inside. I like the comfort of my own car listening to my podcast.
Same.
I don't care if drive-through takes longer. I'm just happy to sit there, get my food, sit in the car park and eat my food.
I'm the epitome of laziness. I don't understand people who prefer to go in.
Don't you?
Like people are like, oh, let's just go in. I prefer to go in.
Look, I guess, like, if you want to sit down and eat for, like, half an hour with a group of people, maybe. Like, or if you've got five people in your car, I'd rather not get five people in my car eating at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That would be preferable going in. But if it's just you on your own, stay in the luxury of your own car.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, when you chuck your rubbish on the floor, you're not a bad person.
No.
You
know? You're just littering in your own space, which is fine.
Exactly. Hey, if you want to play Alpha Bucks, be caller number two this morning. Give us a call now, 13, 12, 16.
Heading out. Take us with you. Download the Hit mobile app.
Hit weather.
What up, Central West? Prepare for overnight lows in the minus degrees, minus one over the weekend. Now, during the day, though, it's not going to be too bad on the weekend. 16 on Saturday and Sunday. No rain expected. Today, we're going to get to 18, possibly 20 across the Central West.
In South Lakes, it is currently 4 degrees.
And thanks to Leading Edge Computers for everything Apple, Microsoft and more. The Central West favourite radio competition for R&B Friday. Can we give away $1,000?
Rebecca on 13, 12, 16. How would you feel about kicking off your weekend with $1,000?
I would love it.
Hey, Beck, did you stay up late last night watching the soccer?
No, I didn't.
But did you get up early this morning to listen to the Alpha Bucks clues at 6:30?
I did,
yeah. Yeah, girl.
What about Love Island? Do you watch Love Island, Beck?
Oh, I have been last week because I've been away for work, but.
Can you believe that Cassidy went home last night? I'm completely shocked.
I didn't watch that, but I'm
spoilers.
Not upset she went home.
you're not upset she went home?
Oh, look, I thought she was really good in the like, you know, she caused a bit of drama and made it a bit more interesting, but.
Yeah, I'm not surprised she went home either, but I am disappointed she went home because I wish she stuck around and just caused Grant and Taylor to break up.
Yeah, that was pretty sad.
Yeah. Do you feel like Grant and Taylor are destined to be together forever? Do you feel like they'll make it?
Oh, I don't think so. No. I think they'll probably stay together for a while, but I don't think they'll make it.
Definitely.
For a bit of media and publicity and then they'll call it quits and probably go on to have breakfast radio careers.
By the way... By the way, yesterday, Grant was really upset because they were asked to rank all the boys in the house most likely to be prime minister to least likely, and he got put last. And he's like, what? I think I'd be a really good prime minister.
Oh, yes. What a way to kick off your career.
What a way. Okay, Beck, sorry about all the mucking around.
We'll stop yapping away.
That's okay.
We'll stop the music. And we'll play Alpha Bucks with you.
Okay.
Here's how it works. 10 questions, 30 seconds on the clock. No helping in the background. We've got to accept your first answer. Mm. So with the questions that you may already have heard at 6:30 this morning, remember to get them in the right order because if you say the wrong one, we have to accept it. And no helping in the background. And you can say pass. We'll come back to it at the end if we've got time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you know your letters M. Beck, 30 seconds is on the clock, 10 questions. Loaded. If you get all 10 correct, you've got the $1,000.
Come on.
You can't use the same answer twice.
Yep.
Beck, for $1,000 in Alpha Bucks, starting with the letter M, name a fruit.
Mango.
A street in Dubbo.
Macquarie Street.
An Australian city.
Melbourne.
A music artist.
Michael Jackson.
A colour.
Maroon.
Synonym for boy.
Man.
A TV show.
Pass.
An animal.
A meerkat.
An occupation.
A mental health
Worker.
Girl's name?
Mary.
A TV show?
Oh my gosh. Beck. Oh my gosh, Beck, you could have said MasterChef.
And you would have won $1,000, Beck. Beck, you were on Tenderhooks. Oh gosh.
Oh, Beck, you missed out on $1,000. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend. Love you.
You too.
Love you. Bye. Oh my gosh, so close. MasterChef, MASH, My Kitchen Rules, Modern Family. The list goes on. That's how close she was. Unbelievable.
Okay, up next, Gimme 5 for Kids auction. We're auctioning off an amazing pizza oven.
Perfect for these sub-freezing temperatures.
We'll get over our shock of not giving that away, and then we'll tell you how you can bid on it up next.
Enter Mr. DJ.
Listen.
Wake up,
shake up.
Now,
shake that thing, miss. Can I shake?
Automobile, I don't think you do. So you and me.
Destiny's Child, bills. Morning, everyone. 18 past 8, it's Pippa and Jimmy on Hit, the R&B Friday wrap-up coming up in the next 10 minutes time, so do not go anywhere. Remember, you can give us a call 13 12 16, and don't forget, become a VIP at hit.com.au. You could be off to see the Backstreet Boys live in Las Vegas. The Backstreet Boys are back with their new single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Now, yesterday, you came to me with a business proposal.
Oh, a get-rich-quick scheme.
Yes.
I thought, oh, Pippa, this is a great get-rich-quick scheme for you to get involved in to make yourself some money.
Because we launched a segment this week called Pippa's Fascinating Life.
Yes. Now, if you missed my pitch yesterday where I pitched to Pippa the new Get Rich Quick scheme, take a listen. Here's a little bit of a replay of what happened on the show. A teen in Korea, has become famous on YouTube.
Yes.
After uploading 7-hour-long videos of him studying in silence. He's got hundreds and thousands of subscribers in just a couple of months.
Yeah.
And literally all he does is film himself studying for his exams. Earlier in the week, we introduced a new segment.
Yes.
Pippa's Fascinating Life.
We did.
Where we go through the fascinating things that you do in your life. Mm-hmm. For example, last week you bought a plant.
Several plants, in fact.
And then started a puzzle for the weekend.
I did.
And that was the highlight of your weekend.
It was.
Doing a puzzle and watering some plants.
Yeah.
Thinking, maybe there's a niche here for you as well. Maybe just filming you with your fascinating life. That was my pitch yesterday to you.
Here's why I think that you could be onto something here. Because I'm currently in the throes of completing a 1,000-piece puzzle. Mm-hmm. And I've been filming Instagram stories this week of my puzzling progress, my puzzling extravaganza. Hundreds of people are watching my Instagram videos and messaging me.
If you say so yourself.
In support of my puzzling endeavours, asking me how it's going, also saying how much they love doing puzzles. So I think there's a real market for this.
So, Pippa, what I'd like to do with you is I would like to propose to you that we go in business partners in this.
Oh, okay.
I would like to be your talent manager.
For Pippa's Fascinating Life.
For Pippa's Fascinating Life, the YouTube channel. I would like to set you up a YouTube channel, and over the weekend, I think this weekend we can do a trial.
Okay.
You'll film yourself doing the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like an iPad or a spare camera
or
something?
Oh, yes, you can sort something out, yes.
Great. So you can still do your Instagram videos on your phone.
Great.
But all you got to do, you got to be like this kid in Korea who just filmed himself studying.
Yeah.
And you just let the camera observe you in your natural habitat.
For hours.
Then come Monday, we'll post a video on YouTube and see if we can become mega rich.
Oh my gosh, this is great.
We could really make a lot of money from this.
So you're going to be in charge of creating the account because I don't really know how that works.
Leave it to me, Pippa.
Okay.
You had to Google yesterday how to create a YouTube account. So we're going to keep you off the computer sort of side.
Great, love it.
I'll be the talent manager. I'll take 75% obviously of the profits. You'll get 25% for being
Why do I only get 25 if I'm bringing the brilliant content?
Okay, I'll negotiate it down to 50-50 each. Does that sound fair?
Well, I think we can negotiate that further, but this, okay, 50-50 is better than 75.
Yeah, so done on 50-50?
I'm not sold 100% on 50-50.
Well, we need to agree on 50-50.
We need to agree on something.
Do we agree on 50-50?
kind of
50-50 done.
See, I use for my, the time being.
I use my Monopoly technique there. I offer really bad at first, and then I convince them that my next offer is really good.
I think it should be 60-40.
No,
really.
We've already agreed. So 50-50. I'll set up the YouTube account. On the weekend, all I need you to do is just take a couple of hours to film yourself in your fascinating life.
Okay.
Then on Monday, we can discuss what you did on your fascinating life, and we can post the video on YouTube. And that'll probably be like a 2 to 3 hour video.
Right.
And maybe we'll become rich like this Korean kid.
And see if I can get some subscribers who are going to invest in watching my fascinating life
watching
unfold.
Watching your fascinating life unfold.
And get some money out of
get
it.
Get some money
Great.
Out of it.
Great.
Are you in on this?
I'm so in.
Done.
Yes, let's make some moolah.
We are going to do it. We're going to make some moolah. Monday morning, be ready for the first 3 hour long video.
This is amazing. I've just got to be myself. And just watch the money roll in.
Let's go back in R&B Friday now. Craig David, fill me in. This is Hit Morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy. It's baby time. Hit us, Pippa.
Yes, you know I love things, all things weddings and babies.
You do.
And it's fabulous news that the New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has given birth to her first child, a baby girl.
Oh, congratulations, lovey.
So exciting. Her and her partner Clark Gayford have announced they welcomed a healthy baby girl. She posted it on her Instagram account saying, "Welcome to our village, wee one."
Oh, how cute. Good on
so
her.
So fabulous.
And good on New Zealand as well. They're a real leader in like women's rights and stuff like that, and making sure that women are treated equally. And really, they are a world leader in that respect, and I really give it to New Zealand.
Prime Minister Ardern is the second world leader to have given birth while...
Do you know who the first is, by any chance?
No. I don't.
I can't think of who it might be either.
But so great. Great, very
really
exciting
good, yeah.
news. Other exciting baby news, our very own Carrie Bickmore here from the Hit Network, and you can catch them driving you home with Carrie and Tommy from 3:30. She's pregnant with her third baby.
Is she?
Yes. She announced it yesterday. So stoked for Carrie. She also hosts The Project on Win, and she was talking last night after she announced it, how she had been keeping her pregnancy a secret from everyone else on the show.
What I've been doing is we sit at this desk, right, and the desk, I've been slowly over the last few weeks lowering my chair and sitting like this. I was going to get to the point where I was just going to be like,
it's gone.
Because I'm no longer, my stomach muscles are like, oh, finally. I've been like sucking it.
Yeah, there you go.
So great.
So she's been sucking the baby in.
Yes, that's right. She's been holding it in, but now the news is out. She's expecting her third child, so that's fabulous news. For
Bickers. Good. Oh, should I play her the clapping
sound
effect?
Yes, I think you should.
Well?
She's our colleague. She deserves a clap.
Okay, can we talk about Love Island?
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, last night's episode of Love Island, brilliant. Let me just say to the Channel 9 producers, great job you're doing. You're doing a really good job because the drama is on tender hooks. Now, we all know about the whole Cassidy Grant drama with Cassidy fooling around with Grant on night one and then Grant deciding to dump Cassidy for Taylor and then Cassidy recoupling with Grant just for revenge.
Just to get back at Taylor.
Now, what happened was they bought out the bike of truth. Last night.
The bike of truth.
Where you sit on the bike and ride the bike and you've got to answer any question that the other contestants ask you on the bike of truth.
The bike of truth.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. It's like pretty lame. But anyway, Cassidy got asked, were you picking Grant because you're being malicious?
Right.
And she was like, no, I was not being malicious.
While she's riding the bike of truth.
While she's riding the bike of truth. Then she goes on to describe why she picked Grant.
Yep.
And if you ask me, it sounded pretty malicious. Take a listen.
First and foremost, in the bedroom, Grant loved having one up on me. He was very nasty in the way he threw it in my face that Dom had told him information before me. I feel like you two got too comfortable in your relationship and started sticking your hand in other people's pies and causing drama. So I wanted to knock you back a peg and get you to focus on your own relationship.
Now, if you ask
That's
me...
the definition of malicious
that
behaviour.
That is malicious.
This chick doesn't know whether she's coming or going.
No, they're not very smart, are they?
No.
No. Anyway, unfortunately, I found this the most devastating blow so far on Love Island Australia.
Right.
Cassidy got eliminated last night.
Oh, she's gone home.
Yeah, she's gone home, which I'm shocked about because she was causing such good drama. I was really enjoying it.
Why would they send her home?
Why would
exactly?
they send her home? Okay, what happened was, though, Taylor, who hates Cassidy.
Yes, who's hooked up with Grant.
She thought that she was going to be the one who got to send Cassidy home.
I thought Sophie was the one that sent people
home.
This
is what I thought, but they got text messages on their phone last night to decide who was going home. So they get text messages, you've got to read the text message out.
Right.
So Taylor, take a listen to this audio. Taylor at first thinks that she gets to tell Cassie she's going home.
Which is going to feel great for her.
But then after a pause, longer than trying to decide if something's a try or not in a game of NRL, which usually takes forever.
Right.
They finally announce that Cassie's going home. I can't believe how long the pause is. Take a listen. Okay. And they forced Erin to announce it as well. Right. So I feel bad for Erin, who's Cassie's best friend.
Mm-hmm. The girl with the least amount of votes and the girl being dumped from the villa tonight is...
Okay, start the pause now. Okay, we're still pausing. We're still pausing.
How long does it take to read a text message, honestly? Oh, here we go. Is this still a pause?
Yep. Oh, now we're into the text message being received. Still pausing. Pause goes for a full 22 seconds.
This pause is longer than the Second World War.
Here we go. Still going. Still going.
Someone's died.
It's Cassidy.
What's with that music? That is the most over-dramatic music. That is so unnecessary. It's like someone has died. That pause was literally longer than the Second World War. That's unnecessary.
Check out those stories more at hit.com.au. Black Eyed Peas, R&B Friday now on Hit. All right, we do it thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. Shout out to the baristas at Macca's Central. They make us a mean coffee every single morning. We love those guys. Plus, we've got the new Grand Big Mac at the moment. It's available at McDonald's after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time. R&B Friday wrap-up time now.
We're all enjoying R&B Friday, and it has been a while since you have stepped up to the proverbial beat box.
Yep.
I've been holding down the fort, but now it's your time to return.
I've with wrapped.
The wrap-up of the week's events.
I've written my wrap and I'm ready to go.
Excellent. Jimmy, with your R&B Friday wrap-up, take it away.
Pipper and Jimmy's R&B Friday wrap-up.
It's been a week about soccer, soccer, soccer.
Yep.
In fact, is anything else going on but soccer? Today, Argentina almost out of the cup, while Croatia is on the up and up.
Oh, good.
The Socceroos,
yep,
they started slow, but against Denmark, they got on the go.
Mm.
They were awarded a penalty for a handball. I say to the ref, that was a good call.
Yes, he did like
Other
that.
Other big teams have been struggling big time. If they don't get their act together, it'll be early wine time. Now from Russia to somewhere a little more warm, where you can find hot people with no brains in a swarm.
Oh, dear.
Love Island, Australia was huge again, with Cassidy causing the best drama yet.
Yes.
With Tara ignoring Cassidy like they've never met, after Cassidy chose to Grant to recouple on Sunday. To my shock, Cassidy was sent home on Thursday.
Oh,
now,
no.
I don't know if I'm going to keep watching the show
anymore.
Really? Without no drama, I'm like, no, no, no. Now, to a bit of other random news, which I've done some good rhymes for.
Oh, good.
Quitting salad might be for you, because in South Australia, it's making people spew.
Oh,
a woman goes out for a night on the grog and wakes up to find she's stolen a dog. Five Sauce hit the top of the charts, but on Love Island, they prove they ain't got no smarts.
Really? That's all you had to rap about? Not the fact that world leaders were giving birth? I mean, there's a lot of other stuff happening in the world. That's what you came up with?
Yep, that's what I came up
with.
Okay.
Thank you. Great job.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
All right.
It's your girl Cinderella. Yes, I'm back.
Yo, what up?
Oh.
It's your man Nelly in the house.
It's getting hot.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
Let's go! Yeah, yeah, yeah! This is Batman School!
Mom's spaghetti
look at perfect.
On me Fridays, every Friday.
On the number one station in the world. Hit!
Go, Harvey Norman, go!
Hi, I'm Puji, betting franchise at Harvey Norman Dubbo. To keep you warm this winter, we have a huge selection of Manchester on sale for a half yearly clearance. Country Pride Queen Woolen Quilt Set, an amazing $98. Aussie Pillows, a crazy $12 each. And Flannel Light Sheets starting from $89. And don't forget, the best range of electric blankets on offer, with electric blankets starting from $89 with a 3-year warranty for a peace of mind. So come on down to Cobra Street Dubbo, Harvey Norman keeping you warm this winter, and get comfy.
Right now, you're one step closer to driving away in Lexus luxury. The Lexus end of financial year event. Exceptional value on a range of models. Visit Lexus of Dubbo today. Ends June 30.
The Wild West ain't all about sunsets and horses. It's about being the toughest of the tough. It's about showing your worth, and it's about justice. International Wrestling Australia presents the Wild West Tour at the Double RSL 23 June. IWA will rock you with their depiction of the Wild West. It's a slick combination of athleticism, bad meets evil, drama, and comedy. International Wrestling Australia presents the Wild West Tour at the Double RSL in the Club Auditorium, June 23. Check their website for details.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. After 51 years of Yamaha in the family, Dave and Marge Redfords of Redfords Motorcycle Centre Dubbo, the guys are retiring.
They're taking a break.
Happy retirement, guys.
That's right. Something to celebrate. But before the new owners take over, they are having a massive retirement sale.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. All accessories are discounted to clear, plus extra special end of financial year deals on new Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs.
So hurry. The massive retirement sale must end 30th of June. Huge. That's less than a week away, and only at Redfords Motorcycle Centre, 62 Victoria Street, West Dubbo.
From July to
Yeah, what up, Central West? Hello, Black. I need a dollar.
Oh, it's been a while since I've heard that tune.
It has as well.
Love it.
Love a good old school R&B.
Yes.
You know what my favourite old school R&B song is?
It Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
It Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Pony. I like
Genuine
Pony.
Yeah, you like
Pony
Genuine Pony
as well. Yeah. My mum likes the It Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
Yes, and
my
you sister, told the story.
My sister was like, Mum, do you know what it means?
She didn't know.
Sorry for story repeating. Some of our dear listeners, some of our dear listeners may not have heard all my stories.
So you just want to repeat them just to make sure everyone's heard it.
I'm like Kim Jong-un. I'm the dear leader.
How are you like Kim Jong-un?
I'm referring to the subjects. Jim Jong-un.
Jim Jong-un.
Call me Jim Jong-un.
I won't be calling you that.
Please do. Call me dear leader.
Guys, you've got 4 minutes left if you want to get your hands on an Excel Air portable gas pizza oven, thanks to our friends at Harvey Norman. Total value of $499, but you can snap up a bargain, and you are supporting a fantastic local cause while you do it, because that's where every dollar's going to go.
Great.
Dubbo Bass Hospital. And also, if you've got your filthy car, get your wheels down to Ollie Robbins Oval from 11 o'clock, because we are there and we're going to serve members of Dubbo and the Central West of our community, again for a good cause, by washing your car for you.
I thought Brandon, who's in our sales team, Gamps, was meant to be coming in to talk about this in the last break of the show.
Well, you'll have to do it for him, because you are a co-member of the Dubbo Newtown Soccer Club, who is supporting the car wash today for Give Me Five for Kids.
I am. I'll be watching them do the car thing. I'll bring down lunch.
Why aren't you going all Justin Bieber and getting in your tidy whitey board short situation and washing some cars for people?
I'm a bit ill.
Are you?
Yeah.
Since when? Since right now.
I haven't slept all week.
Oh, you've been too excited watching your soccer.
Watching the World Cup.
So it's happening from 11 till 3 o'clock today, guys. It's $15 per vehicle. FPOS is available, or you can bring cash, and every single cent raised goes to Give Me Five for Kids. So perfect. I'm going to go down and get my car washed, because my car's filthy. I'm going to need the whole soccer team, all hands on deck, for my car. And look, shirts are optional.
Here's the thing, Pippa. I don't want you objectifying the soccer boys. There might be some soccer girls down there as well, but I don't want you down there objectifying the soccer boys.
No, I won't be doing that.
Won't be an episode of Love Island where you just gawk at them and their muscles.
I just need some strong men who are willing to scrub hard at my car.
Are there issues with your relationship with Farmer Lewis?
No issues at all.
So why do you need to go down and gawk at some
stuff? Because I don't need to gawk at anybody. I just need a clean car. That's what I need.
You know what they say?
What do they say?
They say if your partner is looking at other, say, say Farmer Lewis is looking at other women while he's with you, you don't have to be worried that he's cheating. You've only got to be worried when they, if they are a looker and they stop looking. Because if they're a looker and suddenly one day they stop looking, it's because they're trying to act heaps like they're not cheating on you.
That's like, have you just watched that Friends episode where Chandler's going out with, God, what is her name? I've just forgotten it. What's her name? He's going out with that chick who's an actor and started going out with Joey, and then she's in this play and they go and watch it. What is her name? Anyway, and the theory is if there's chemistry and heat between the actors on stage, they're not sleeping together. But once the heat goes, they're sleeping together. That's the theory.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's bogus.
What are you up to this weekend?
Well, I've got to film a segment of my fascinating life.
Oh, yes, because we're setting up a new YouTube channel to try and a get-rich-quick scheme.
Yes.
To try and get millions of followers and dollars on YouTube, Pippa's Fascinating Life. Really simple. Pippa is going to film herself doing fascinating things like a puzzle for like 4 or 5 hours at a time and then post the whole thing on YouTube.
And just watch the subscribers and love roll in.
Watch them roll in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to make millions.
What is that girl's name on Friends that Chandler was going out with? I watched the episode yesterday. It is killing me. What is her name? Chandler and, oh God, it's not Stacey. What is it? She's got red hair and she goes out with Joey. You know the person I'm talking about.
I don't think anyone.
In season four.
I don't think anyone actually cares.
I care. What is that? As soon as we get off air, I'm going to remember what it is.
Why don't you go Google it and do it to all your Instagram followers? Seems you're so popular on Instagram.
Chandler dating Friends season four.
This is literally the most boring conversation I've had all week.
It is not.
And on Monday.
Kathy! It's Kathy! Her name is Kathy. Yes, and that is who it is.
And on Monday, we talked about you going plant shopping.
It's when Chandler goes out with Kathy and Joey says to him, you only have to be worried if Kathy's cheating on you, if she's acting on stage and there's no heat with the other actor on stage. If there's heat on stage, you've got nothing to worry about.
You already said that. Why are you repeating yourself?
I'm so glad that I just finalised that mystery. That was annoying me.
Jeez, you get excited over the most mundane things.
I do. Like plants, puzzles, and characters on Friends.
Right, we're out of here. Bye, everyone.
Bye.